Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep your mind open, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight it is my pleasure to welcome Sue Breen, who's a very talented clairvoyant medium, who from a very early age was aware of spirit around her. She came from a housing estate in Surrey, England, and her family was working class that originated from the East End of London. Spirit has stayed with her throughout her life, even at a time that was very hard for her, struggling through abusive relationships, going through divorce, being made homeless, and other unfortunate events. She accepted all of that as a learning process in life and to have empathy for those clients who come to her for readings. She is a clairvoyant, which means she has the ability to see. She's clairaudient, which means she has the ability to hear. Clairsentience, which means that she can feel and sense. And in many cases, she's able to give evidence of how loved ones have passed over. She is available for private consultations once people are in the United States. There are a couple of ways it can be done, but I'm going to give you her website information and telephone number. And she can be reached through her website, which is theclairvoyantmedium.com. And clairvoyant, that's on the World Wide Web, clairvoyant is spelled C-L-A-I-R, V like Victor, O-Y-A-N-T, theclairvoyantmedium.com. And she is in England. Her phone number, you need to dial 011, then 440-793-144-9687. That's a long number. I'm going to repeat it slowly. Her prices are very reasonable, by the way, you know, and I think that you would really benefit if you want to have a full reading, call her. It's 011-440-793-144-9687, and she can do it via Skype or the telephone. And so let me welcome Sue. Sue, how are you today?
I'm really good. Thank you very much, David. Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Of course, anybody that Leo recommends to me, it's a pleasure to have them, and I am honored that you accepted my request. And just callers on the line know, I did have the benefit of a reading from Sue yesterday via Leo Bonomo's show. Leo's a regular guest on my show, and I hope Sue will be able to do the same. But it was a wonderful reading, and she connected me with my mother and also, I believe, perhaps a grandfather. And she was spot on, so we're not going to be able to get to everybody today, and that's why I gave you her contact information. We'll get to as many of you as possible, but I'm not going to rush the process. And I promised Sue the first five callers would all get a chance to speak with you, if that's okay.
That's fine. I'm looking forward to it. Really looking forward to it.
Wonderful. Well, we're a little challenged by the phone connection, and I think what I'm going to do is call you back, Sue, and let's try it again. How does that sound?
Oh.
And in the meantime...
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, let me try that and see if we get a better connection. And in the meantime, folks, I'm going to play a song by New Thought singer Jennifer Farron called Throw It All Away. I love it. So, Sue, I'll be calling you right back.
Okay.
Okay, folks, I don't know if you can hear me. Let's... Let me just check and see if one of the callers can hear me. Robin, are you able to hear me?
Yes, I am, hon.
Okay.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Beautiful. I'm still trying to connect with Sue. We had an awful connection before, so bear with me. We'll go over the hour mark. I'm going to play another song for you. Hang in there. Talk to you in a bit,
just
Robin.
Just so you know, Dave, I heard her too.
Oh, you did hear her?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, let me try calling her again.
Okay, babe.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to play a song by Alba called The Change Is In You.
Behind every single achievement, there's always faith. It's power that comes from within you, trust in a bigger strength. Just know that it is possible. It's in you to know that the key is inside you, to know that it's up to you. This is the time to step into your future. It's time to be brave, let freedom live. It's a straight line that leads to your destination. It only depends on you. This is the time to step into your future. It's time to be brave, let freedom live. Only one voice matters, and it's inside you. That is the answer. The change is in you. Helping you to decide. Be free to pick your memories. It's your choice. Be bolder by raising your bar, and all your life will improve. This is the time to step into your future. It's time to be brave, let freedom live. It's a straight line that leads to your destination. It only depends on you. Y es hora de entrar en tu futuro. Y es hora de vivir tu libertad. Solo hay una voz que importa y está adentro. Esa es la clave. El cambio eres tú. Challenges are always opportunities, releasing creativity. You're able to win, you're able to thrive. Real power is the strength that resides in us.
Okay, folks, I have Sue back with me. Sorry to interrupt the song. That's Alba Molina, The Change Is In You, and she's been a guest on the show. She's a wonderful New Thought singer. You can Google her. Her last name is spelled Molina. So, Sue, how are you today?
Well, I don't know whether you know, but the United Kingdom has been very, very hot, and today it has cooled right down.
Really?
So I'm happy.
Well,
yes.
I bet. I had a guest on my show yesterday from Arizona, and it was 115 degrees there, and I just couldn't, and she didn't have air conditioning.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how people can stand that kind of heat, but I'm glad that you've had a cool down. Sorry to hear about the tragedies that have been happening on your side of the world.
Oh, yes, there's been a few. There have been a few.
Yeah. What kind of message does Spirit have to say as to why these things are happening? Is there any message that you would have for us?
You know, the only thing that I can say to you, David, is that these things happen for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever the reason, it will be coming to the forefront very, very soon.
Well, I always say that everything in life happens for a reason, and that we need to have faith and hang in there, and that things are not always apparent at the moment. But every single experience that comes our way is simply a learning opportunity, and it's important for us not to become a victim, to stand strong and to have faith that all is well, even if it doesn't seem that way. What do you think about that?
I agree with you totally,
mm-hmm.
totally.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen, actually, the way that people have gathered together as communities, you know, to help others.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about the power block that went up in flames?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was horrible.
Grenfell, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In Kensington, in London.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's been collections, there's been all sorts of things that's been taking place. You know, and to see the community coming together like that, it's quite heartwarming to see it.
Well, that's always a blessing when we see that. And, of course, you know, these kinds of events do tend to bring out compassion in people. And certainly for those that have been affected the most by the tragedies, it is a painful learning lesson, but hopefully it will bring them closer to Spirit in the end, and will shape their hearts through compassion that other people have shown them as they go through their trials.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, Sue, let's...
No,
go ahead.
It's actually brought it forward so that they're checking everywhere, that they're not actually building, or the builders that have been going in and refurbishing all of these apartments or tower blocks, they've been using the same material, so everywhere, and that's actually what caused the problem.
Oh.
So they're now actually looking to look all the other tower blocks and to redo and to take out all the cladding that actually caught fire.
Oh, well, I mean, that's a good thing. It's too bad there had to be a lesson learned this way. But hopefully it will avoid future tragedies.
Yeah, definitely.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your gifts, and you say that you were aware of Spirit around you from a very early age. How did it first manifest for you? What were your early experiences like?
My very first experience, I can remember being in my cot. About 18 months, for 2 years old. And I remember seeing a gentleman walk towards me. And as I put my hand out, my hand actually went through his.
Mm.
And that soaked me.
I bet.
You know, in my mind. Yeah. When I was 3 or 4, I used to see spirit quite a lot, and I'd go and put my head in the corner by the back door. And my father used to say to me, if you keep doing that, your head is going to be the same shape as the corner. Because I would push my head into it, you know. And I kept saying, I don't want to see. And they just kept saying to me, oh, it's an invisible friend, and, you know, the usual.
Sure.
It really came to light with the family when I was 8 years old, and my grandfather, he came to see me. And I knew that my grandmother was downstairs with my father. And my grandfather came in, and he sat down and he talked to me. And the next day when I went downstairs, my grandmother was there, and I said, you know, where's Grandad? And she said, he's not here.
Oh.
I said, but he was here.
Oh.
And everybody was saying, no, he's not here. Yeah. So then she asked me what he was wearing, and I told her, and apparently he'd passed the day before.
Oh, my.
And he had a brain tumour, and he just passed. And she asked me what he was wearing, and I told her, and she said, that's what he passed in.
Oh, my. They must have been amazed.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it sort of really came to light then.
Mm-hmm.
They started to sort of believe me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the spirit, they stay with you because you have to go through life to understand what other people go through as well.
That's
true. You know, so it's the majority of mediums that I know, you know, they haven't had a good life. And all of these things happen for a reason. They happen, it's learning lessons that come through.
That's right.
It's something that you can empathize with people because you've been there and seen it and done it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can say after the video, on the t-shirt, you know, and everything else that goes with it. So, but I've got no regrets in life because what's happened has happened and I can't change it anyway. So, but if it comes to working with spirit, that is something that I find it amazing, absolutely amazing, the way they come forward.
Mm.
But it's not only that, David, it's people seem to think, you know, that when you're a medium, that you're a fortune teller. And that's not what it's all about. What it's all about is to prove that there is life after.
Mm. Well,
you know, so that we're proving there is somewhere else to go.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Well, it's a wonderful gift that you have that you can share. What can people expect to experience when they talk with you? And what should they ask you or not ask you when they get on the line with you?
Well, what I normally do is I normally ask spirit to step forward that is connected with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I will just see what I'm being given. Now, if there is a significant problem, I don't know whether you listened to the whole of the show last night.
No,
there was a lady that came forward.
Yeah. I only caught about a half hour of the show, honey.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't blame you for not sitting through 2 hours.
Oh, my. He's got a long show.
He has. No, there's a lady that she came forward, and I just gave what I was given. And she sent me an email today. And she looked into one or two things that were said that came forward. And she actually sent me an email to say, thank you very much. Yes, I can place this, 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 and this. And that's without a voice. That's without anything at all.
Oh. Wow.
That was my cat.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we probably better go to the phone lines. I want to let the callers know that if you did not hear the opening statements, I gave out Sue's contact information, and you can go in after the show is over and listen to the podcast, and you will get that information. So if you're ready, Sue, let's take a call.
Okay.
Okay. The first caller is Donna. Donna, have you been able to hear Sue all right?
Yes, I have. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine, Sue. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you, lovely. I'm not too bad. Donna, I want to say to you that I've got a gentleman that is stepping close to me. As I'm talking to you, there's a gentleman that is stepping forward. I do want to say to you, lovely, that I feel that as he comes forward, he's very much on a father-grandfather level as he comes in. Your father's still here, lovely.
My father's on the other side.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. He's talking about things being very up and down for you.
Yes.
Would you also understand thoughts of the move, please? He's given me a front door here, so I feel that there's either going to be... Yes?
Well, I have a housing appointment, so I don't know if they're going to make me move or not. So I don't know.
Well, I'm going to say to you, lovely, that I know that there is going to be somewhere new for you to go, all right? A new roof over your head. He's talking about you not being made homeless, all right? But he is saying to me that where you are at the moment is not necessarily where you are meant to be.
Okay.
Would you understand, please, either a drifting apart or a rift that has taken place around you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't get that. What was that, Sue?
Would you understand either a drifting apart or a rift that has taken place around you?
Drifting apart or a rift?
No.
Not within the family at all.
Well, we lost a family member about a year ago.
Okay. I want to say to you, lovely, I know that I've got a female that is stepping forward, a lady that is stepping forward.
Okay.
Now, this lady does come forward, she's saying to me that she was connected with you, okay? Very much connected with you.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure who she is at the moment. I don't often get names, you see, so I can't always give a name over to you. Would you understand this lady to be unwell before she passed the spirit side? Okay.
Yes.
She's taking me down to her feet, and it's very symbolic to me that she has no shoes on. And I know that she was quite unwell before she passed the spirit.
Yeah.
Right. She wants you to know, lovely, that she is very much around you. Very much around you. Where does the month of April come in, please? Passing, birthday, or anniversary?
Oh, thank you. Her birthday's in April. My birthday's in April, April 22nd.
Okay, thank you. And her birthday was in April as well. Right. Okay.
She passed in April.
So that's
April.
Giving me the evidence that I need.
She passed in April. Yeah.
Right, lovely. Okay, that's great. But it's not great, but you know what I mean. Sorry. Bless her. All right. She's laughing as well. Now, I know that this lady had a very, very good sense of humour. She's saying to me that she wants to say thank you to everybody that did help her before she passed. Now,
yes.
I also want to say as well, Donna, would you understand either this lady or somebody connected that passed with a cancer condition, please?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that, Sue.
Okay.
Could you repeat
would
that,
you know
please?
Whether she passed with a cancer condition?
Transfusion? I know she had quite a few transfusions. She had quite a few of them.
Right. Would you know whether she had a cancer condition?
Yes, she did. She had cancer. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. She just wants you to know, lovely, that she is fine. She is fine. She's all singing and dancing, right? Now, I know this lady did have a love of life, but she's telling me that she's all singing and dancing now, right? She's talking about leaving five significant people behind.
Five people behind? She's talking about leaving five people behind?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. She had eight kids. So maybe I'm trying to think.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three, four, five. It could be the ones that are over there. Not the kids, but relatives.
No, she's talking about leaving five significant people behind. So even if she had eight children, she's talking about five significant people to her. I'm not saying that they wouldn't be, but either these are people that looked after her, was around her, you know, gave her the loving that she needed or the support that she needed at the time. But she's talking about five. But I'll leave that with you, Abby, because I do feel that you are one of the five.
I understand that now.
Okay.
You're right, because there were five that took care of her.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. She's telling me to tell you not to worry about anything, because everything will fall into place for you. All right? Everything will be as it should be, and it will fall into place for you.
That's good to know.
Do you read the cards,
Robin?
What?
What, Sue?
Do you read the cards?
Do I read the cards? No, but I'm very, I see and I hear the spirits all the time.
Okay. You don't always take notice of what they're saying to you, though, do you?
Notice? No, you don't
pay
attention to what they're saying. Not always. Sometimes, but not always. No, you're right. I don't. Yeah.
Okay. But she's asking that you do start to listen to what you said, because they're trying to point you in the right direction, Lovie. All right? They are trying to point you in the right direction. Would you have three children, please?
No.
Would you have three children?
No. No, I don't have any kids, but my sister, who's in the car with me right now, has three children. Her name is Dee Dee.
Oh, that's where I'm picking that up from then. Okay. Right. But you have a child in the spirit, though, don't you?
I do, yes.
Spirit, as in miscarriage. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, because the child is with her. Alright?
Oh.
The child is with her, so don't worry. Alright?
Okay.
Now, as it goes for the other three children, I'm being told that there is no worries there. No worries. Again, I'm going to say that everything will be as it should be. Would you understand either one of your sister's children, please, either to have a learning disability or something to do with either concentrating or not being able to concentrate as they should be?
Yes.
Right, thank you. Because she's saying to me that, you know, everything will be fine. It will be fine, right? But it just needs for you to be patient. Just be patient, because the more love and support that this child has, the quicker their confidence will come forward and they will be able to concentrate. Not necessarily 100%, but they will be able to concentrate a lot more than what they've been able to do in the past. All right?
Yeah.
Are you all right with that, Loveen?
What?
That Dee Dee. Is it Dee Dee?
Yeah.
Donna.
Yeah. Deidre.
Oh, Dee Dee's her sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Dee Dee's with her in the car. Yeah?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Would you understand a wedding that's going to be taking place, please?
It's not in my immediate future, and I'm not dating anyone, but I do know I just know intuitively it is in my future. I haven't met him yet, but I know he's out. I know him, spirit-wise. I know him.
Right. Okay. I want to say to you, lovey, that I feel that this is somebody that is connected with you, that's either getting married, or there will be a wedding or a celebration that will be taking place. Now, I'm going to say to you, all right, that you will be meeting somebody. You won't be on your own for years to come. There will be a connection that is made and a commitment that is made for you, all right? But
okay.
Again, I'm going to say to you, it's going to be a social gathering that you will be meeting this person, all right? Now, I'm not a fortune teller, as I said previously. I'm only giving what they're giving me, okay?
Yes.
I want to say to you, lovey, that I know that I have another lady that's stepping forward. Your mother is still here, though, isn't she?
No, she's passed. We have the same mom.
Your mom... Okay.
She's passed.
Okay. I'm going to ask her to come forward. I've got a lady, or I've got two ladies that's hovering around me at the moment. Okay. Your mother's giving me... Right, I'm going to try to describe your mother for you, alright? I want to say to you that I feel that your mother is... round about 5 foot, I want to say 4 or 5.
Yes.
5 foot 4 or 5 inches. Thank you. I also want to say that
yes.
I feel with her. In her younger days, I know that she was a very, very attractive lady. Very attractive
yes.
lady. Okay. I want to say also that I know with her that she was quite slim.
Yes.
She's talking about carrying 1 or 2 extra pounds in weight before she passed the spirit guide. Okay? Now, I also want to say to you as well, where does the diabetes come in, please?
Which way? Where is what?
Somebody connected or linked to you, she's telling me.
I couldn't
hear. We could, I'm sorry, diabetes condition.
A what? We couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
She's talking about a diabetes condition.
A condition?
Blood sugar. Yeah.
Blood sugar. Diabetes. Well, I'm pre-diabetic. This is Donna, and I'm pre-diabetic.
Pre-diabetic.
In other words, I have to lose a little weight, so I don't get it. But our mom's mother
right.
was diabetic.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Yes.
That's the other lady that's with her as well.
I think, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it's her. Yeah.
Okay, she's just warning you, lovey, that you do need to be looking at what you're eating, your diet. Okay? Because
yeah.
she's saying it's something that you do need to be looking at. Both of you. All right? Okay.
Yeah.
So let me interrupt for a minute.
Take me up to December time, lovey. Okay.
I think that we'd probably better move on unless there's one final message.
Okay, all right. She's talking about with you, lovey. Don't worry about what's going to happen in the future. It will all fall into place for you, all right? But just don't be too impatient. Be patient, and it will come forward for you, okay?
Oh, that's nice to hear.
Thank you,
Sue.
Thank you.
We'll be getting a hold of you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You have all her contact information, Donna?
Yes, I have it all. Thank you.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for calling. And I'm sorry to interrupt.
Thank you, babe.
I'm valuing your time, Sue. I can go up to 2 hours,
no,
but I know it's later over there.
No, don't, please.
No, we won't. No, I promised four other callers they could talk to you. So you might want to keep that in mind
That's fine.
You're giving your readings. Okay, honey?
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, not a problem. I'm sure Donna really appreciated all the information she got from you. But maybe the other readings could be a little bit shorter. Okay. I lost one of my callers. Okay. Well, maybe she'll call back. I'm going to go to Lisa. And Lisa, you're live.
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa, can you hear us? Do you have your phone muted, honey?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
I just want to express deepest condolences for everything that's been happening in your country. Know that you're in our prayers here in America, believe me.
Oh, bless you. Thank you very much, lovely. Thank you. Okay. Is there anything that you specifically want? Or something that you specifically want to step forward, lovey?
I'd love to hear from my mom and dad about my current situations. That would be so wonderful.
Okay. Okay, right. I'm being told, lovey, that you've had 2 broken hearts.
Yes.
You understand that?
Excuse me?
All right.
I didn't understand that.
Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
You've had two broken hearts in life.
Yes.
Two people have broken your heart. Thank you.
Yes.
You know, as your mother steps forward here, she's putting the two halves together and she's putting a sticky plaster on it to give you the healing from the inside out. All right?
Okay.
She's saying to me, the situation around you at the moment, I have to say, I don't feel it's very good for you at the moment, but I am going to say to you that I feel that it will get a lot better. All right?
We're talking about my marriage?
Words that have been... Your marriage, yes?
Is that what she's talking about? Okay.
Would you understand words that have been spoken that have gone very deep?
I'm not quite understanding you.
Okay, sorry. This is, right. Let me put it another way. Would you understand, like I say, words that have been spoken that have gone very deep with you that you've taken in?
Things that have gone very deep that I've taken.
Somebody else has actually spoken to you.
Hurtful things?
Yes, hurtful things.
Yes, I've had quite a few people do some very horrible, hurtful things to me that no one can believe.
Right, okay. Would you also understand either words being written down, please? Either letters or something to do with... words being written down. She's putting a pen to paper here and she's saying to me that there are going to be changes that will be coming in around you. But I also want to say to you, lovey, around your work area, there's either somebody around you that is not treating you as you should be treated, or is actually stepping in your way, or even blocking you from going forward.
Well, that would be my husband, because I only work at home. I'm not well enough to work out of the house, and he does treat me very badly.
Okay. Okay. She's telling me that your husband's, yes. He doesn't appreciate you for you.
No.
She's also saying to me that he's... Where does the Spanish connection come in, say? Or Hispanic?
I don't know. I have some terrible neighbors that are Hispanic.
Oh, did you? Okay. All right. She's talking about Hispanic. Okay, right. She's saying to me that there is going to be, you have to be positive in the way you feel, loving. But she's also telling me, I know you've just said that you're unwell, but she is saying to me that there are going to be changes that do take place around you. I just feel that with you, you're being oppressed quite low.
Yes,
she's telling me that, you know, your capabilities are far higher than you give yourself credit for, loving, and you shouldn't be allowing any of this to happen to you. But I know with you there's an intimidation or control, a controlling that takes place around you.
Yes.
But I know that there is somebody that will be able to help, somebody that is still here, okay? You
mm-hmm.
have a brother, loving.
Yeah, but I haven't heard
brother,
from him.
All right.
I haven't heard from my brother in 4 years. I haven't seen my son in 4 years, and he took the whole family with him. Will I ever have my son back?
You know, that's where the pen goes to paper. She's talking about writing. There's communication that needs to be made here. And I have to say to you that I feel it's official. It is official communication that has to be made, all right? So it has to go through a legal system. All right, lovely? But she's saying if you want these things to happen, then you have to go through the legal channel.
My son is 32. I can't go looking for him. He's 32. There's no, like, you know, not like he's a little boy. He's 32 years old. It's the woman he's with, the reason that I haven't seen him.
And that's why she's saying that you need to put pen to paper, all right? Or there is some sort of communication that just does need to be made. Now, you know, it doesn't have to go. Okay. She's talking about a roundabout way that it has to go through him, all right? I know that this lady is either blocking him, but you're also being blocked as well. Okay, because your husband wants you to be where he can keep you under control, but you need to be contacting or going forward with your brother or with your son. But contact needs to be made. Communication needs to be made. All right, Levin?
Okay, I send cards and things like that on the holidays. I just don't ever get it. I sent gifts for her for Mother's Day. I just don't get any response from them. Is my future looking any better? I've got a pretty dim, grim life here. Is things going to get better for me at some point, or is this just it for me?
No, it's not just it for you, lovey. You know, it's something that has to be dealt with. But only you can take it forward. Only you can take it forward. It may seem at the moment as if life for you, you know, is really grim, but she is saying only you can deal with it. You want to pull yourself out of this situation, then you need to be standing outside of the box, looking inside the box to see which way you want to go. But be positive in the journey path that you take, right? Be very, very positive in what you want and go forward with it, all right? Because I want to say to you that your husband has something to do with the lack of communication that is taking place between you and your son and your family. All right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling
You're
me.
You're welcome, lovely. You're welcome. Okay.
God
Best
bless.
Lovely.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry to cut you off, Lisa. Thank you for your blessings. And here's the caller that we lost. For some reason, she was dropped off the queue. But this is Robin. And Robin, you're live.
Hi, Sue.
Hello,
Robin.
Sue. Robin. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How
can
are
you?
Can you
hear me,
Robin? Yes, I can, hon.
I'm good. I'm good, thank you. How
can
you
tell me who's around me? What, Sue?
Sorry, I was just
Can you tell me who's around me?
You know, you have a, I want to say a young boy. There is a young boy that's around you. Would you understand a young boy passing to spirit?
I had a friend of ours die at 18. To me, that's a young boy.
Okay. No, this is somebody that's younger. I want to say to you either a 9 or a 10-year-old.
My grandson's 10.
There is a young boy that does...
Well, 9. Excuse me.
But he's here. He's with us.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. 9:10. Right. Okay. I want to say to you, lovey, that there is a child from spirit side that comes in around you. I know that this child is around 9.
I know my house is haunted by a little boy.
Okay.
I don't know nothing about him, though.
That's fine. That's fine. You know, because this child actually feels safe around you, safe and secure, that's why he comes in around.
Yeah, this was his home.
Right? I just feel with this. Thank you. Okay, thank you. He moves things as well, doesn't he?
I mean, he's a good kid. He don't bother me none. I told him he'd come down and watch TV with me. I don't care.
Would you understand he's moving things?
He what, hon?
You know, moving keys. Would you understand him moving keys or jewelry or...
I miss my keys all the time and then they appear. My keys always come up missing, then I find them.
You love it.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Just like when I try to call back you guys' this radio station, my book was missing with the phone number in it. Then it appeared again.
There you go. Where does he end?
He has fun. I don't care. He don't bother me none.
Okay.
But is there somebody around me that I know?
You have a mother figure that comes in around you, lovely, but I also want to say there's a gentleman that comes in as well. You have a brother on spirit side, please.
A what, hon?
You have a brother on spirit side.
Well, I haven't heard from him in years. Maybe why? Is his name Mark?
Right. I've got a gentleman that's... he's not giving me any name. Would you understand this young man wearing, or this man?
I never met my brother until I had my son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was in the service.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, because I know that he's wearing uniform. All right.
I haven't seen him in years. And
I've got for you, lovely. Okay. Well, I have a message for you, and he's telling me to tell you that you need to be taking care of you. Alright, you need to be taking care of yourself.
That's what he always said.
Oh, bless you.
That's what he always said to me.
Okay,
I had to take care of myself.
Okay.
I just thought he moved out of state.
Okay. Are you on your own?
Is there anybody else? Huh?
Okay. Are you on your own at the moment?
Yeah. Just my kids.
Okay.
And I got a lot of adopted children I take care of.
Well, you know, I know that you're a lady that likes to give, and you're not one to give, and, you know, you don't give to receive, all right?
No, I don't.
They are saying to me that you've been taken for granted. for quite a few years now, and I feel that, you know, appreciation needs to be coming in around you. And that's why he's telling me to tell you that you need to be looking after yourself, okay? You've done what you can for others.
You're so right.
Can, please look after yourself. Okay?
Thank you so much. Yep. You have a wonderful day, Sue.
Very, very big kiss to you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
God bless
you. Robin, thank you for hanging in there and being patient. We appreciate it, honey.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Well, Sue, can you take two more, honey?
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay. This is Miranda. Hi, Miranda.
Hi, Sue. Hi. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Miranda. How are you, loving?
I'm doing well, thank you. Whoever you pick up, but I'm just, someone had passed in my community not too long ago, and I was just wondering whether you pick up anything regarding that or whoever wants to come and give me a message.
This is the gentleman that passed in your community.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. I want to say to you, lovely, that I feel that this gentleman is quite a respectful man.
Yes.
And I do feel with him that people looked up to him, all right? Really
yes.
did respect what he said, and they did look up to him, all right? Now, as this gentleman comes forward here, he's saying to me that he really does want everybody to know that he appreciates the thoughts that went out to him when he passed the spirit side. This gentleman actually passed quite quickly, I feel.
Yes, that's correct.
He's telling me that he was here. He's here, then he was gone. All right? So I do want to say
I didn't,
that.
I'm sorry,
so
I didn't get that.
Everybody.
He's telling you what? I didn't hear what you... I didn't get it.
Okay. All right. He's telling me that when he passed very quickly. He was here, then he was gone.
Yes. Yes, that's true. Yes.
Thank you. He's telling me that he appreciates all the thoughts, the loving thoughts that went out to him.
Yes,
okay?
I understood that, yes.
But also to his family as well. No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you understand something to do with either a charity or some sort of foundation?
A charity?
Yeah.
I think,
to do
yes.
with either charity or helping. Helping other people.
Yes. From what I understood, he was involved in a couple of charities. Yes.
Wonderful. Okay. Right. Listen. He just wants you to know, lovey, that he is fine. And if you can let others know that he is fine, he does still come in around you all. And I want to say to you as well that he's talking about his send-off, his funeral.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
He's showing me the American flag folded, you know, in the triangle. Now, the American flag that is folded, you know, when somebody in the military passes?
Uh-huh.
That's what he's showing me here. Something that is connected. Okay, it's probably connected with him somewhere. All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but he's just saying to me that he wants you to know, lovely, that why is he talking about cakes, and cookies?
I wouldn't know. I mean, I love cake and cookies.
huh.
a little bit too much.
Well, maybe that's why he's talking about them then.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Maybe that's why. Maybe he sits and has, you know, a cup of coffee with you and a cake and a cookie. I don't know. But I know that he's very much around, very much around the community. He's telling me that he hasn't left, but he's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He is still there. I'm sorry, lovey. He's talking about a barking dog as well. A dog that barks?
A job that passed?
No, a dog that barks.
Oh, a dog that barks. Yes. He has a dog. Yes. Or he had a dog, yes.
Okay. He just wants you to know, sweet, that he's, as I said, he is around the community. And he's telling me to tell you to keep up the good work.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, I want to say that I feel with you, that you do like to help other people. Right? And he is saying to me, keep up the good work.
Yes,
where
that's
does
true.
Where the B name come in, please? B name.
What name?
Where does the B name come in, lovey? A B name.
A B name.
A B name.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. He's given me a B name here, but he's also showing me a house. So whether it is somebody that will be moving into his house or a property that is near you, okay? But he is saying everything will be fine. Everything is going to be okay. Just wants you to know, lovey, that he is around you.
So I want to confirm.
The friendship that was given.
Oh, you know, I didn't know him well, unfortunately. And I had a dream the other night where he came into my dream. It was, and he just sort of said, I wish we had met earlier. And I just wanted to know, was that in fact him or my subconscious?
No, that was him, because he's telling me to tell you, thank you for the friendship.
Okay.
You may not have known him for very long, lovey, but he really did appreciate the friendship that was there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way. I feel very much connected to him. Yes. So will he be visiting me more in my dream?
I believe he will do.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also telling me to tell you not to worry. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
He's not coming in around you to frighten you. He's coming in, you know, to give you proof that there is life after, okay?
Oh, yes, I know that, right.
Can I just ask a question, please?
Yes.
I don't like to ask questions, but you're showing me a book here with a bookmark in it. Now, whether this was a book that was either lent, would you understand either lending him a book or him lending you a book?
No. I have to ask my daughter. She seemed to know him a little better than I did.
Okay. He's definitely showing me a book with a bookmark in it. So I know the book has been read to a certain part, okay? But he just wants to say to you, I may not be with you in body anymore, but I am still around in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So take my blessings, lovey. That's what he's saying. Take my blessings. Okay, lovely. I want to leave his love with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Miranda.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
God bless.
Same.
You're welcome.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome. Sorry to cut you off there. Okay, one more call. And for the other people that we're not going to be able to get to tonight, you can contact Sue at theclairvoyantmedium.com, C-L-A-I-R-V-O-Y-A-N-T, theclairvoyantmedium.com. And so our last caller is Lucky Keisha. And Keisha, you're live.
Hi, David. Hi, Miss Lady. How you guys doing? I'm all right.
Very well, thank you. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I spoke
before myself. How can I help you, loving?
Can you pick up? I just want you to zoom in on anybody that's around me. Any messages that you can get from beyond?
Okay. Is there anybody specific that you want to come forward?
Well, Grandma. Grandma. She's popping up in my head.
Your grandma.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Would you understand your grandma to be, I want to say she's not a very tall lady. Not a very tall lady, okay? When I say not very tall, I want to say she's possibly about 5'3".
Okay, that would be the great aunt.
You understand? Ah, okay. What's your grandmother's name? I'll ask her to step forward.
Ruth. And
Ruth.
The one, yeah,
okay,
and I think, what is her name? Aunt Dora. It's the short one.
Right. Okay. Okay. I'm asking Ruth to step forward. Would you understand your grandmother, please, to be either a churchgoer or a lady that liked to sing a lot?
Yep. Yes.
Thank you. I also want to say to you as well that, you know, Sundays to her was very, very important. She, as she comes forward here, she's got a very, very smiley face, very smiley face. She's telling me that she's very much been around you, loving. And I want to say to you as well that I know with her that her hair also was very, very important to her. Her hair had to look a certain way, all right? Now, as she comes forward here, she is saying to me, even if you have doubts about where you're going at the moment, you are on the right journey path. She's also saying as well, you need to be standing your ground, loving, all right? If you believe in something, then stand your ground, okay?
Okay.
She's talking about you not liking to say no to anybody because you don't want to upset anyone. Right, but she is
saying,
we only get one life at a time, and right, and you need to be making sure that you live your life as you want to. Right, now this lady, I know with her that she was a very, very strong lady, but there's an awful lot of love that comes to you, and she is saying to me that she comes in very much around you. I know that there is an opportunity that will be coming forward. She's opening a door for you here. So I know that there is some sort of opportunity that's coming forward for you, loving. You understand something to do with studying as well?
Yeah, right now I'm studying to get to get one opportunity, and then I'm looking at another opportunity. But I'm not sure if I got enough money to get the opportunities off the ground. So I don't know. So I'm just going to go ahead and study and just see where it lands me at. You know, it ain't going to hurt. I already paid my money for it. So I'm just going to go ahead and, see what happens. How it,
And that's what she's saying, loving. Stick to your guns, all right? Stick to your guns.
Okay.
That's what she's saying, all right? Now, she's talking about be positive because you will be drawing everything to you, all right? So be positive, lovely. Send out positive thoughts. Everything that you're looking for, you will be able to. She'll bring it forward for you because she wants to see you succeed. All right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She's sending an awful lot of love to you. She's also given me a red rose to give to you, lovely, and she's telling me to tell you, keep it near your heart because that's where it's come from. All right?
Okay. All right. Got you.
All right, lovely.
Thank you so much.
She's still around you.
Okay.
Okay, sweet.
All right, thank you for calling. Oh, no problem. God bless you. Have a nice day.
All right,
bye, David. All right,
you too. Okay. Well, Sue, it's been a delight to have you on the show. I so appreciate your being able to go a little bit past the hour mark. And I'm glad that you're cool once again over there in England.
No, I hope it's going to be even cooler tomorrow.
Oh my. Okay. Well, I'd love to have you back again sometime, honey.
Oh, I'd love to come back. Oh, I would love to come back.
That's great. We have.
And I really appreciate the invitation.
Oh, my pleasure. We did have a lot of callers we couldn't get to, but that's just the way it goes. And so the message to callers is that you need to call in 15 minutes before the show if you want to be guaranteed to speak with the guest. And so try again. And tomorrow night I do have on a brilliant psychic medium by the name of Kat Edwards. And the show normally is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, which it will be tomorrow night. So try calling in tomorrow night, those callers that are still on the line, and thank you for your patience and your interest. And so with that, I say blessings to you, Sue.
And to you too, David. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.